tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, April 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a gentleman that called and left a message during the show about the meeting tonight for the Antrim County Conservative Union. Yes, it is open to the public. You can come and join us. Absolutely. The meeting will start at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at the Torch Lake Township Hall. Address is 2355 U.S. 31, Kuwaitin, Michigan, 49648, Torch Lake Township Hall. Just text me ACCU. Text me ACCU. I'll text you back the link. It'll have the address in there. You can put it in your GPS, your phone, and get there 7 o'clock to 8:30. We should be done. We might even be done earlier than that. We've kind of got a short agenda for tonight. But we will have the cards with us. They're already bagged up, counted up, and ready to go. You can get 100 of these for $20 if you show up in person. We ask for $21 donations on the website, acconservatives.org. But we can ship these directly to you, or you can come to tonight's meeting and get them in person. For a $20 investment, folks, you yourself could impact 1,100 votes. Think about that in your community. Give them to people and just ask them to talk to 11 of their friends, coworkers, neighbors, waitresses. Read these 11 questions and just think about it. How will it impact your vote come November? And I got to tell you, this is a push for November. But the real push, the real victory for most of us in our districts up here, because we are conservative Republicans, well, 60% plus. If you run as a Republican, you get elected on August 6th to be the nominee, you're probably the county commissioner. You're going to be probably elected in November because the Democrats don't even put candidates up. And if they do, being a presidential year, Donald Trump coattails are going to be huge. Every Republican gets elected in November, we're going to have a shift in Lansing, folks. They're saying this could be anywhere from 3 to 7 seats flipped from Democrat to Republican. Forget about the two that's happening this month of April, the ones down in Westland and Warren. Forget about them, because they're going to have to run for re-election in November anyway. And if the Democrats push their crazy agenda through, where they get rid of parental consent when it comes to abortions, parents will not have to be notified if their minor child is going to get an abortion, because this is their push, this is their item, this is their claim to victory. They're going to push it through the legislature, and Whitmer's going to sign it. Well, those seats could very easily flip in November. along with many others. Some of these seats were very, very close in 22, and that was due to low voter turnout. We're not going to have that this year. This will be the largest turnout in our history. This presidential election will bring out more votes than any other election in the history of our country. Some illegal, most of them legal, going to be challenged in the courts, going to be watching them a lot closer than we were back in 2020. That's for sure. But I think the motivation to vote this year is a lot higher than it was in 2020. Short break. We're going to go to Lansing. Other stories to look at. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just Leathers.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired. And so
hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Couple of stories that caught my eye that I thought would be somewhat interesting to talk about on this Monday. While Lansing is in neutral, bills are still being thought about, introduced, talked about. One report came out that Lansing is looking at, and this is kind of an interesting story. The baby boomer generation, that's my group, Vicky's group, was the largest generation in United States history. And that holds true for the state of Michigan. However, researchers question what will fill the population gap left behind by baby boomers as they are dying off. Birth rates in the state continue to decline. While more than 3.4 million baby boomers were born in Michigan from 1946 through 1964, they're also representing roughly 343,000 births annually. That's what was the birth rate back then. Well, the birth rates are estimated by the year 2050, we will be down to 80,000 per year. Essentially, a recent state report previews a new dynamic affecting the Michigan future population growth, one where there are more baby boomer deaths than there are new births. The Michigan Center for Data and Analytics released a report on what the population of the state will look like through 2050. While the national population is projected to grow roughly by 8%, according to the study, from 2022 to 2050, nationally, we're growing by 8%. Michigan's population is expected to fall by 1.3%, or by 128,000 more people during the same time frame. The slow growth could see a flip in the natural increase as baby boomers' generation increase in age. The report projects more deaths than births, which would force the state to rely heavily on both domestic and international migration to maintain or increase its population. The state is projected to have a slower growth rate and an earlier onset population decline than the rest of the United States. Citizens Research Council President Eric Loomfer said there wasn't much difference between the state report and a report that was released by our organization. Michigan's population trending in the wrong direction came out May 19th of last year. Loomfer said the numbers they use were from the University of Michigan Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics. He said their report was more or less a 30,000-foot flyover. We didn't get down into birth and death rates data as much as the state's demographic did. We're sort of kind of on a cusp right now, explaining how in coming years, negative natural growth will become more and more severe, more noticeable, as we will be seeing more deaths than births here in the state of Michigan. He said, as the baby boomers start dying off, it would become increasingly necessary for the state to draw migrants from both other states and internationally. Okay, stop. Stop, stop, stop right there. You want to grow Michigan's population without relying on migrants? This is how you do it. You make the state more competitive for commerce, for jobs, for starting a new business. You eliminate state income tax. You get better roads. You open up the electric grid to competition and you drive down the cost of electricity. You force legislation that causes competition in car insurance, not this current monopoly that we have going with the current insurance carriers. You go out every single business thing that needs to be fixed in this state. When people see that they can live here cheaper than they can in other states, because we have cheaper car insurance, we have cheaper electric rates, we have better roads, we've got competition causing our schools to be competitive. You can actually, because of a real school choice, be able to send your kids to a charter school or to a religious school using your taxpayer savings accounts as opposed to relying on public schools. You create competition, you force the public schools to compete for those dollars to keep the students. If not, well, maybe some public schools need to be shut down. According to this story, the only alternative is to bring in migrants from other states and other countries. What about the people that are moving en masse to Florida? Why are they moving there? Because they've gotten rid of all this overregulation, overtaxation. They have no state income tax. They have better roads, yes, because of a better climate. But there's a huge influx. I'm telling you, people, the traffic jams down in Florida are unbelievable compared to Michigan. I don't care if you're in west part of Florida, Fort Myers area, Tampa Bay, center of the state around Orlando, or if you're over in Fort Pierce on the east side of the Atlantic Ocean. It doesn't matter where you go. They have more traffic. Why? More people are moving there. They've got this report completely ass backwards and claiming the only way to replace us dying off baby boomers is to draw in migrants. I say you draw in other American citizens because we have a beautiful state with natural resources and all we got to do is fix it. Lansing's a problem. Our local counties are a problem. Because most of them are going along with the crap that's being passed and spent in Lansing, and everybody's got their hands out. That's not the way to fix it. And you're definitely not going to grow the population if you end up keeping high taxes, high regulations, high costs of electricity, high costs of car insurance, you don't fix the roads, and the schools suck. That's right. Public schools suck. All you have to do is look at the test scores. Throwing more money at it is not going to fix it. The only thing that will fix it is called competition. Again, folks, look at industries that have had to compete. Your cell phones, high-speed internet, all the competition that's coming, causing better service, better customer service, better products at lower pricing. Capitalism, competition is the only thing that can fix the state. And nobody in Lansing gets it. And every single report that's coming out, they're all pushing this migrants from other states and other countries. Lufer goes on to say, I would suggest this needs to be on our radar right now. And clearly what the governor has been doing, putting it on the radar, is because of a lot of the baby boomer generation having already retired and many of them going to soon be dying. Now we have to struggle to replace them in the workforce. biggest problem is we don't have enough workers to fill the jobs we already have, and we're trying to attract more businesses to come here. How are they doing it? With taxpayer dollars. That's what I'm saying. We don't have the workforce to fill right now all the jobs that are available. But yet this governor is completely hell-bent on spending taxpayer dollars, giving away grants, picking winners and losers to attract new companies to come here when we don't even have the people. So what's their solution? Well, the newcomers. Michigan spelled out .gov/OGM. The Office of Global Michigan. Well, there is a couple of legislators that are saying, wait a minute, Governor, we want to see more about this program. How is it exactly you're spending the money? And we're going to find out who those Republicans are that are standing up calling for more information. Because you have to look at this and have to analyze it properly. Where is the money coming from for these newcomers? That's the question that needs to be asked. Will she answer the questions? Probably not. Why? Because she doesn't have to. Democrats control the money, control the purse strings, and control the budget. Well, the House Minority Leader Matt Hall and State Representative Joseph Aragona from Clinton Township are asking for answers regarding the Office of Global Michigan Newcomer Rental Subsidy Program, which they believe could allow defensive and not yet approved asylum seekers to receive financial assistance. Both of the legislators are saying this is unfair. Aragona said, based on the rental program's eligibility criteria, those with pending asylum applications filed where they could face deportation could exploit the program, taking funds away from people that are truly in need while giving the money to refugees and other illegal immigrants who come here illegally. Our system is completely bogged down with fake asylum seekers. There are many people who are here as refugees because it's dangerous for them to go back. But fake asylum seekers are just taking advantage of Biden's open border policies and Michigan Governor's Gretchen Whitmer's new program. We need answers, especially when it comes to the rental subsidy program. We'll get into the details of that program. Bottom of the hour news break coming up. So I'll hold this story to finish it on the other side. How do you feel about the newcomer program? Text me your thoughts. Bottom of the hour news. Final one of hour number 3. We'll be right back.